This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
This is our last week in April, and April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we've been talking for the last several weeks about issues involving sexual assault. One of the things I want to make everyone aware of is that we have advocates on staff at both of our facilities in Yancey and Mitchell County that are trained to deal with this kind of situation, know what the options are, what the pluses and minuses of filing a protective order or going to court or reporting to the sheriff's office, and we can help you make all those decisions.
And we also, the advocate will be at the hospital with you.
That's right.
You choose to go to the hospital and help you through the legal system. But if you choose not to report to law enforcement, you know, feel free to talk to us, come to support group, and work through those issues.
It's ultimately up to the victim to make whatever decisions she thinks is appropriate for her, and all we're there for is to help you to give you the facts that you need to make that decision, and then to help you if you need help with medical or emotional issues, we'll help you get that.
And I want to also point out, if you know of a child who's been sexually abused, that needs to be reported to Child Protective Services or your local law enforcement.
Right.
A child being sexually abused is dealt with differently than an adult who's been sexually assaulted.
And I guess you'd have to be pretty close to a child to find out that they've been sexually assaulted, but it's a horrible situation and certainly needs to be dealt with. Well, let's kind of wrap up with some true-false questions and see how much people remember about the last few weeks.
Okay.
First of all, the victims of rape are always women. True or false?
That's false, David. Men, women, and children, regardless of their age, income, or standing in society, can be and are the victims of sexual violence. One form of sexual violence is acquaintance rape. That's somebody that we know. It's more common than anybody ever realizes. It's more common, they say, than having a heart attack or alcoholism.
Two, sexual violence is the victim's fault because of the way she dresses. She might dress seductively or tries to lead somebody on.
We hear that all the time, and that's false. When you blame the victim for the crime, people think, well, sexual violence is nothing more than sex. It's much more than that. It's a crime of power. It's a way for the powerless, the person who's abusing us, to feel stronger. It has nothing to do with the way someone dresses or acts. It has nothing to do with where someone goes or what one's had to drink. The law is no means no. So when the victim says no, you're not supposed to carry it any further.
All right, our next true-false question is, the victims of sexual violence usually do not know their attacker.
That's false. 85% of the time, the victim knows his or her attacker. And that's what we call acquaintance rape, it can be someone in your family. So it's most of the time we do. It's not the stranger that's going to come
out. That's kind of a startling factor, because you usually think of yourself as being attacked walking down the street by some unknown stranger.
Yes.
But usually it's not. And
rarely it is.
Sometimes it'll be somebody you know that slipped something in your drink at a party, and you know, you may not even remember the next morning that all these things happened to you.
But any time that you hear about the stranger attacking someone, that's not usually the case. It's someone that we know.
About 1 in 20 girls and 1 in 40 boys will become victims of sexual assault by the time they turn 18.
Well, false. By the time they turn 18, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 7 boys will be victimized. And most commonly, a parent or relative is responsible for the abuse. Babysitters are the second largest group of abusers outside of family members. In cases that have been substantiated of child sexual violence in the state where this particular survey was done was Pennsylvania.
We talked about last week about the fact that we have advocates available that can help you if you have situations that you want to talk about. In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, it's 682-0056.
And we want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.